أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم مخرضون. This is the second half of the first surah, and in the previous ayats Allah Ta'ala mentioned about the Bani Israel that they said they will only go into the fire of Jahannam for a few days, and they based that illogically that they are the children of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, so they won't be punished heavily, but just because Allah said that He has to punish them, so just for a few days they will go into the fire of Jahannam to be punished, and then they will be released. So Allah Ta'ala said that is all just their own imagination and their own thinking of their minds. But the reality is that those will enter Jannah who have got Iman and Amal Salihah. No matter who they are, whether they are the children of the Anbiya or not, whoever it is, any person, nobody has got family ties with Allah Ta'ala, and it is Allah Ta'ala has kept the door open for the whole of mankind. Whoever will bring Iman and do righteous deeds, that person will enter into Jannah and will remain in there forever. So Allah reminds them that Allah had made an agreement, took a promise from them, that they will fulfill this promise which are mentioned in this ayat, and then on that they will get the Jannah. But they broke this promise also in every way, and this is also for us to take a lesson that we must not become like the Bani Israel. Allah has taken a promise from all of us also before we came in this world, that Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb, your creator, nourisher, sustainer, the controller of all your affairs? And we said yes, and thereby we agreed that we will follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and observe all His commands. So Allah Ta'ala says to the Bani Israel, remember that time also, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, or جَبْ هَمْنَ لِيَا قَرَارَ Bani Israel say, remember that time when we took this promise from the Bani Israel. What was this promise? The detail of it, لا تعبدون إلا الله, كعبادت نا كرنا مگر الله كي, that you should worship none other but only Allah Ta'ala. And as we have read, they went and they started worshipping the cow, the calf. So that was, they also, they broke that agreement with Allah Ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدِينِ إِحْسَانًا, or مَا بَاپ سے سُلُوك نیک کرنا, and that you must treat your parents in a way which is called of ihsan, that is of goodness, not of fairness. Of zulam is out of the question, not only fairness, but with ihsan, with goodness. Ulama have written with regard to this, that one is that to treat your parents correctly, that you don't cause them any difficulty, any harm, you don't hurt them in any way. And then financially you should support them as they require. And then if physical help is required, that also you should give and offer them. Unfortunately, we find in their progeny they went in the other direction of making old age homes and really going to dump their parents in the old age homes, whereas they were commanded that they should treat their parents in a good way. Wazil qurba, or kumba walu se, and you should have good relationships with your family people also. With all your family, you should fulfill the rights of the family also. Wal yatama, or yatimo, and the orphans also, you should treat them well. وَالْمَسَاكِينَ or مُحْتَاجُ سَ, and those people who are destitute, who are in difficulty and hardship, you should help them also. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَا, or کہو سب لوگوں سے بات نیک بات, and you should say good words to all people. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala made it clear, Muslim or non-Muslim, whoever it is, you should present yourself with good character. speak in a good way, and not only speaking but treating them also in a good way. Good character is required of a Muslim for everyone, whether Muslim or non-Muslim. We should have good character and speak to people in a good way. And with that also, وَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ or قَيْمْ رَكْيُوا namaz, and that you should establish the namaz, perform the namaz as is required by Allah Ta'ala, the required time, the required number of rakats, etc., and in the correct pattern and in the correct form you should establish the namaz. Waatu zakah, or deete raho zakat, and that you should give your zakat also. So these are amongst the things which Allah Ta'ala has taken a promise from the Bani Israel, but all these things they broke. Thumma tawallaytum, phir tum phir gaye, you broke your promise, you did not keep your promise. Illa qadilam minkum, magar thore se tumme. But Allah Ta'ala is also very fair, and in the Quran that Allah doesn't just give a blanket ruling, but Allah says there are those few people amongst you, like Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a chief rabbi of the Jews, and they had great respect for him, he and others also. And so this few of them, they did agree and they followed the commands of Allah Ta'ala. But for the vast majority, وَأَنْتُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ or تُمْ هِي هُو پھیرنے والے, and it is your nature, it has come in you that you just break the laws of Allah, you go against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Though they were the chosen people of that time, but they broke the laws of Allah. And Allah teaches us here, we must never ever just be rest assured of ourselves and think that just because we belong to a certain family, because we have certain titles, or just our outward appearance appears good, that we are safe. No, the reality of these things which are mentioned here, we should say, how much is that in our lives? We are all very desperate of the help of Allah Ta'ala to guide us and fulfill this, which is our relationship with Allah must be also correct, our house people, our family people, and generally with all people we must have good akhlaq and good character. For those people then there is salvation. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and give us the tawfiq to live according to how Allah wants us to live, make our ibadat as Allah wants us to make it, and to please Allah Ta'ala. Wa hafiru ta'ala. Subhanallah.